from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to another week. Thank you for downloading the podcast. I was just saying to you, Tazzy.
I was going to say, share everybody what you said to me.
Just check my watch. I've only done 2,400 steps today. I've walked less than 2Ks the whole day.
Yes.
It's now 6 p.m. Like, that is not good.
Okay, what's your daily? What do you like to get to? Stop jumping up and down. That's not going to do anything.
10,000.
10,000?
Yeah.
Have you e-scooted this morning to work?
Yes.
So you're going to e-scooter home?
Yes.
Would you walk home instead of e-scootering?
No.
Nah, because it's a little dark now.
What I would do is e-scoot home, get the dog, and then walk back out.
8Ks?
Not 8Ks. No, 8Ks, 8,000 steps. So that doesn't work out for you.
Okay.
Like 10,000 steps isn't 10,000.
Yeah, you take about 10 centimetre steps.
Yeah, my steps are small.
Little steps for a little Ellie.
Yeah, so I'm feeling very...
Will you get it done?
No. I think I will. That's motivation for you, everybody. I will go home.
Don't give up on your dreams like Ellie, okay? You can do it.
I'll probably get maybe 3Ks done.
Yeah, that's tonight. Just around the kitchen cooking dinner.
No. If
and
I take
going
the dog
upstairs
walk.
To the bedroom.
How big do you think my house is?
No, but you'll have to walk around a little bit, get yourself another snack, you know.
Oh, true. I'm getting a bit snacky. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. I'm glad you now are up to date with my pedometer.
Hang on. How do I find how many steps I've done?
Oh, go on your health app.
This will be humbling.
Did you walk to work today?
Yep.
Oh, so you'll be doing all right just from
4,000 steps.
Yeah, good job. See?
All right.
Yeah. You're doubling me, bro.
Yesterday, I did 12,000 steps.
Hey.
I do an average of about 6,000 steps a day. Is that good?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Okay.
I mean, if you can get it up to 10, that's what they recommend.
5,000 across the last 6 months.
Ooh.
But that was me driving to work until about a month ago.
Okay. Well, now it should go up then.
Okay. The rest of the show is better than this, everybody. But
message us. Tell us your step count for today.
Please don't.
enjoy it, though. There is a bit of good gear in here.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Do you want to mention the big news events that happened over the weekend?
Yeah.
We don't normally do this sort of stuff. I had to turn the news off yesterday because I just had too much of it. It was everywhere over the weekend. It's all the Bondi stuff going on. Sunny Coast, if you're listening to us, our job literally is to talk crap on the radio, but
to make you feel good.
100%. That's why we're here. So we're not going to talk about the negativity. We're not going to focus on it. We're not going to give it any airtime. We're going to let the news play its role, keep you up to date with everything that's going on with it. But for us, let's just focus on the positive. Let's make people smile because it is quite tough out there today.
It is. It is. And it's understandably rattling for a lot of people, for everyone. I don't know a person that's not been...
No.
You know, affected by the weekend's events. So
we're going to talk about some silly stuff this afternoon, some upbeat, some positive. But it is what the world needs, especially Australia needs today. We are rattled, but we're gonna do our show and hopefully make you smile on your way home, Savi.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hey, Ellie, last night.
Yes.
Can I just say, round of applause.
Oh.
An amazing MC of the Sunshine Coast Lightning v Swifts yesterday.
Oh, it was such a fun game. And honestly, Lightning, I was saying all last week, this year, Lightning have absolutely got it in the bag. And yesterday they showed that they had a massive 16-point win against the Swifts, who are top competition. Like, they're also favourites for the season.
Well, they started off by halftime. It was 3 or 4 point lead.
Yeah.
And then that was it. We just rode that home.
Yeah, it was solid. It was a solid lead throughout the game. So the girls did such a good job.
It was so good. Well, I've been taking a lot of footage while I was there because it was my first Lightning game.
Yeah.
First time seeing you MC. I don't think I need you as a co-host anymore.
Was I that bad at emceeing? No.
I think you were so good at emceeing. I think I've got enough from my video last night for us to put together a whole show. Just me with MC Ellie. So, you know, you call up the show, right? Let's say you're 545-11919. You answer the phone like this.
Hello, my name's Ellie. I'm from 91.9 CFM.
What about that? Right? And then when we're going to play Under the Pump.
And today, CFM would like to bring you a fun little game.
A fun little game. Let's play a fun little game. And then the kids, you know, we have a chat about what they got up to and what they had for lunch. And then, and when we're ready to go.
On your marks, get set, go!
What do you think? What do you think? I could just play with Robot Ellie.
Hello, my name's Ellie. I'm from 91.9 CFM.
That branding, Tazzy, got to get that branding out there.
Do you think I need you for Under the Pump Kids next?
Absolutely not.
You can go get a coffee.
Oh, that'd be great.
And then when they win.
Yay, we have a winner!
What do you think? I think she's good talent.
Oh, God. You know what? I'm quite happy to put my feet up. I worked on a Sunday, so I'll take Monday off. Absolutely.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Sunny Coast, the question is, we want to know, where did you go back after leaving? Because there's this trend in the C building. It's Monday, right? Mm. We had a guy leave, retire, move on. He's going to Europe and he's got the whole life ahead of him. Mm. But he left his job Friday. Mm. He spent most of today back here just chilling, hanging out.
I know. And then when he left today, he was like, all right, see you all on Friday. It's like, what, are you coming back in on Friday?
What's happening on Friday? Yeah, exactly. So he's going to spend 2 days of the week at least back at his old job. We then went around the building and went, hang on, we have multiple people that still work here after leaving.
Yeah.
So we've got a guy who is in our creative team who retired. Mm-hmm. When I started, he retired my first day.
We had a retirement party for him.
He's in every week.
I know, I call him Monday Mike.
He works here. He's retired, but he's working for us. We've then got a guy who's like Big Boss Benny.
Yeah.
He's here, but he's retired. And who else? Oh, Simone from sales.
Yeah, she went away for a few years. Thought, you know what? I'm going to come on back. I love it there so much.
Let's go to Noosa. Russ, g'day, mate.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Hey, Russ. Good, long man. Time no speak. Have you got a story for this? You've gone back somewhere after you left?
I have, about four times, actually, at the current... my current employee.
Hang on a second. So not only have you left once and gone back, you've left three or four times at this point.
I have, yes.
Okay. Talk us through the reasons for leaving and why you've come back.
Okay. So this is over the last probably 8 years now. I work for a glass company in Coolum. And, so the first time we got a bit quiet, I was like, oh, well, yep, I'm going to leave and find something with more hours and more money. Mm-hmm. And that was all good. And then the second time was in 2018. I chucked the shits. Oh, sorry.
That's all right. We'll allow the S's.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I chucked the crap and I just went, you know what, stuff it, and just grabbed my tools and walked out. And then they called me back. I was working for someone else and they said, oh, yep, we want you to come back, you know, blah, 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 all good. Mm-hmm. And then it was about, August in COVID year, sorry, 2020, and sorry, dying. sorry.
Russ, so hang on. So, Russ, have you been there now for a couple of years at your most recent stint?
Yeah, so.
So when are you quitting then, Russ? How long are you going to be there until you quit, mate?
So, I tried to leave at Christmas time. I was like, sent the email and everything. I was like, yeah, nah, had enough. I'm going to move on. And then the boss rings me up after Christmas and goes, mate, come back. What do you want? I'm like, oh, okay.
You said, I want my own parking space. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's it. I want my own parking spot in the building.
Wow, Russ. You must either be a really good employee because they keep taking you back or a really bad employee because you keep quitting. I don't know. I can't quite decide from this chat.
I was going to say a bit of A and B, so I'm the bad employee and they're good employers.
There you go. Jen's in Baringa. Jen, have you left somewhere and then headed back?
I absolutely have. So at my current job about 2 years ago, I've been there 7 years and I've been travelling up and down the Bruce Highway from Caboolture to Sunny Coast and thought I needed closer job to home. So I resigned and they gave me the cake, the luncheon, the big party, the geek gifts and, you know, send off all for 2 weeks at the new job and absolutely hated it. So I rang her back on the Sunday and went, can I start work tomorrow? And I went, yeah, but you give us back the present.
So you didn't work there for 2 weeks, Jen?
2 weeks, yeah. I just wasn't me. It just wasn't the right fit. So I had to go call them back and sort of ask them, can I come back? And they, they said, absolutely. So... they'll still pay out on me now and just say, oh, look,
Jen,
you had to leave for 2 weeks, so...
Okay. Do you lose your long service leave, Jen?
True.
No, look, I'm in payroll, so I sort of sit there, you know, give her a bit of money. I'm not having to continue my venue, why not?
So, you're in charge of the long service leave account.
So now I travel back and forth up the Bruce Highway every day. So.
Jen's maths is 7 years towards the 15-year long service leave. Two weeks away. She comes back. She's only a year away now from long service leave.
Oh. Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Now, if you were a kid in the 2010s, in the teens, whatever we're calling it, you're going to absolutely love this video. Of course, you know Democracy Manifest.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. What is the charge?
Eating a meal?
A succulent Chinese meal.
For those of you who don't, it's a dude who got arrested in the 90s. 91, it was that long ago.
Far back?
Yeah, he got pulled out of a Fortitude Valley Chinese restaurant on fraud charges and reacted like that. That footage didn't resurface until 2009. Right,
wow.
And then he became this meme that's been ongoing for years.
Super viral. And he's gone, done it for 10 years. You can buy shirts with the footage on it. Democracy Manifest is a thing. Succulent Chinese meal is still used in my friendship group quite a bit.
Why wouldn't it be, you know? I actually read recently, in fact, last week I read that guy who's in it has been reunited with the cop who's also in it. And they were pictured together last week having a beer together.
Wow.
That's so cute. But I figure I found something, Tazzy.
Yeah.
I watched it over the weekend that rivals the Democracy Manifest.
Oh, good luck.
It happened over in the UK. Mm-hmm. A man went into a grocery store that has said it was a cashless grocery store.
Okay.
And this man wasn't too happy about it.
I'm going to buy some strawberries and I'm offering exactly the right amount of money here on the help desk. So you people take that money. £1.90, and I will take my strawberries outside. I paid by legal tender, and I am going out with my strawberries. I paid by legal tender in this dystopian place. Do you want one, mate?
Then he goes around handing everyone his strawberries. Do you want one? And he's just munching down on these strawberries. He'd laid the coins out on the table and said, I've paid by legal tender.
Eating a strawberry? a succulent strawberry? Chinese strawberry?
Ellie and Taz. Yeah. On 91.9 CFM.
Now I've got a bone to pick with you, Ellie. Oh, with our big breakfast, Foz and Brooke. We love them. Our new breakfast show for the year.
Yeah.
Fantastic, right? They're great, great guys. I just think that we may not be C's favourite child anymore.
Oh, we've known that since the day that they rocked up.
They're
big Boss Benny. Doesn't even try to hide the fact that he favours them and that he's their favourite.
He's always getting the company card out whenever they walk in. Let me put to you my facts for this week that I've got, right, that says that we might be the second favourite show.
Okay.
Firstly, they've got a four-day week.
True, they got today off.
They had today off, okay. Mm-hmm. So they're doing Tuesday to Friday. This is what their week entails. Wednesday, Chicks at the Flick. So Brooke gets to go, free movie, popcorn, large Coke. She'll put her feet up, the comfy seats. She gets to mingle with a whole heap of other people that have won their way there.
Yeah, I'm a chick. Why don't I get invited to the flicks?
No, so Brooke's the only one on the invite list, unfortunately.
Wow.
No Ellie. Then it continues, okay? Mm-hmm. Then Friday morning, Foz and Brooke, 6 a.m., they're going to be live from Mooloolaba Beach for the Aussies.
Oh, man.
They're going to be spending 3 hours doing their show in the beautiful sunshine, beautiful Mooloolaba Beach, interviewing hot lifeguards and lifesavers and beautiful looking iron men, iron women.
Like an episode of Bondi Rescue, just them and all the hot lifeguards.
Yeah, right. 3 hours of that. Firstly, that's just Foz and Brooke. That's not you and me.
Yep.
Then Friday afternoon, they go from Mooloolaba Beach. They have to say, sorry, sexy people. We've got a helicopter ride.
What?
They're getting in a helicopter 11:30 Friday at Caloundra Airport.
What are we doing this week, Taz?
Nothing.
We got the cup and string phone, maybe. That's all we've got to keep ourselves entertained.
We've got nothing on. We're doing a five-day week. They're doing 4 days. They've got helicopters, hot lifeguards, and free movies.
Well, oh, no. Do we take him? Benny, the boss, is calling through right now. He's always...
Get the dump button ready because he does swear on the radio if he knows.
It's always risky going live with him. We are actually going live. Benny, what can we do for you?
Listening to you soak and soak and soak and soak in the car on the drive home, unbelievable from you two.
What? Well, you'd be the first to admit that we're not your favourite children.
Oh, 100%.
See? It's accurate. Oh, what are you doing?
The helicopter staff they brought to the table when they're...
See you, Benny.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Look out, Sunny Coast. It's coming.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
Oh, he's scrounging around the studio trying to find headphones. Pure professional.
It's good to be here, guys. Thanks for having me. Now, let's get straight into it. Let's talk about the netball on the weekend, okay?
Oh, great game by the Lightning. 16-point win. We'll take that. Thank you very much.
Against, it's good. Look, it's against the Swifts too.
Exactly.
Can you two just give me some space? This is what I'm talking about. Let me breathe here, okay?
All right.
It's not
all right,
your show for a second. Thank you. You right over there?
I'm not allowed to talk because I'm just being quiet.
Netball. Sunny Coast Lightning, you're the, what are you? The new Court Arena announcer? What's your title?
Sure, we'll call it that.
Whatever it is.
Game day MC, but.
Now, yesterday, there's two parts of this story, right? Mm. So Taz said he went along to support you.
That's right. He's a very
to cheer
caring
for you.
Colleague.
Go Ellie.
Where were you,
Ben? The truth is, not being near you, Jamie, the truth is he wanted to go perv on the girls.
Taz.
There we go.
It's out. Like he was going to go to support you. We're not that close here.
One of the Swifts is really cute. She plays for England.
See?
You took your fiance to this game, you sicko, Taz.
She knew. Yeah. She knew.
Gosh. Surrounded by a bunch of men.
Hey, I was with my kids teaching them how to bodyboard.
We know. You've taught us heaps of times.
I was
we get
perving
it.
On netball players.
Concerned.
Perving on chicks.
Go Ellie, though. Still
yeah,
go
that's
Ellie.
Right. But on the screen, he goes, go Ellie, which is...
Okay. All right. What else have you got, Benny?
Well, Taz also was very kind to give us a bit of a running commentary on some of the stuff that you said as this Court Arena announcer, right?
Yes.
So if everyone listening, picture this. The game's going on. Ellie's given a microphone and she's booming all over the stadium, right?
She does the same jokes as an MC as she normally would on the show. Well, but she's treating it like it's right. a whole new she's audience that haven't heard
it's
any of
It's the Chaney
jokes.
Show. Yeah. It's like, no, it's not, buddy. Apparently, when they scored a goal, you claimed that your commentary was the reason why it went in.
I did not.
So yes, you did.
When I say Sunshine Coast, you say Lightning. Sunshine Coast, Lightning.
Oh, was she doing
Sunshine
that
Coast,
here?
Lightning. Oh, and as the lightning
boring.
Came through, it went through the hoop and you went, I think our chant was the reason that
yes,
went in.
That's not my commentary. That's praising the crowd.
Oh, that's not.
No.
Okay? I'm with Taz. I don't believe Ellie. Did you whip out the lasso dance move, your one and only dance move?
The Ellie Cheney fist pump. Of course I did. It was dance cam. I had to lead by
but
example.
But the camera wasn't
dance
on her, though.
Cam.
The camera
she
wasn't
was
on
doing
her. She goes, I've got one dance move. It's this.
Yeah. She does it at the supermarket when she gets something on special. She doesn't need anyone
it's
around
true.
Her.
I do.
Hey, one last one, and this is the truth. So this came across my desk this afternoon,
yeah.
Taz.
Yeah.
Apparently, right, and don't you interrupt here, young lady.
You got some feedback from the lightning there.
Apparently, there was she made a joke about some of the sweat that was on the court.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And she said, oh, maybe we should get a RoboVac to clean up the sweat.
You now, love your RoboVac.
Apparently, the crowd went wild. This is what we're told. And there was one particular listener who then stood up and was like, everyone, quiet.
No.
Ellie, why don't you just give them one from home? I listen to your show every week. You're so funny. Is there any truth? Just yes
okay,
or no?
There is a morsel of truth.
That's all I needed. I'm out. See you guys.
Ellie and Taz. Yeah. On 91.9 CFM.
Anyone who's been on TikTok in the last month will know he has a country song coming our way. We just don't have a release date for it yet, but Post Malone, Morgan Wallen, they are teaming up. It is sounds like a banger. It's everywhere on my TikTok, but still no release date.
What's up with everyone just turning to country?
It's fun. Why not?
Eh.
Are you just
stay
against country?
Stay in your lane.
What?
No,
why
I'm not.
Why can't you have more than one lane? I'm very open-minded when it comes to music. I wasn't.
Mm.
I was always against country, but only as a blanket rule. I almost hadn't listened to enough country to make that decision.
Yeah. No, I'm not against country. I just feel like all these switches and changes that artists are doing, just, you know, pick a lane, stay to it.
Kelly, you're sounding really old.
Oh, no, am I?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Be flexy then, artists.
Yeah,
I don't even care.
Yeah.
Whatever. You do you, sweetie.
Sunny Coast, we're playing Bandle right now. Daily, you can do this as well. It's like the Wordle, but with a song. They break it down into layers. We'll go through the layers and see if we can work it out. If you think you can beat us at any time you think you know what it is, you know our number, 545-11919.
Today's is a difficulty level of easy.
Great.
And it's had 3.4 billion views. So I'm guessing we're going
to
get this pretty quickly, Tazzy.
Okay.
But as you are, Sunny Coast, we are hearing this for the first time.
Yep.
Usually we don't start with the drum layer, but I'm going to today because if it's easy, I want to make it harder for us.
What year?
2014.
Okay. There's nothing in that.
It's an easy drum beat. I could drum that. Says a woman who's never touched a drum kit in her life.
I could. I played the drums for like 10 years. I could play that.
Did you?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Bass and electric guitar being added now.
Heavy. Is it like Imagine Dragons or something? Sunflower by Post Malone, is it?
No. I'm going down in flames. Because it's Taylor Swift.
Is it blank? Is it blank space?
Yes.
Let's search it.
All the lovers.
Oh my gosh.
Tell you I'm insane.
Can you just...
Because you know I love the player.
Can you go away?
Love that game.
Why do I keep guessing early? We had a kid in last week, Archie. He came in after winning Under the Pump Kids. He goes, Taz, why are you guessing so early? You're always wrong.
You gotta wait till you know. Oh. I mean, it's a risky game to play, but if you can get it, then...
Oh, come on.
Sorry, bud. Well, should we get the verbal clue? This is the favourite part. Empty area for blank space.
That's what
Taylor
I feel
Swift.
Like right now.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Stop. Tidbit time.
Hello, Sunny Coast. The tidbit is for any information we haven't yet gotten out in the show yet, and I think I deserve a big pat on the back for going 2 hours and 46 minutes.
I knew this was coming.
Without mentioning the fact that my boys, the West Coast Eagles, got their first win of the season yesterday, baby!
The first and last win of the season for the West Coast Eagles, I think.
I mean, I know no one else on the Sunshine Coast cares about it. But God, it was good. We've been losing for 3 years in the AFL. 3 long years.
You still are losing.
No, not yesterday. Not yesterday. We had a win. And we actually showed some signs of promise and improvement. And the boys just had a bit of pep in their step.
Bet against them this weekend, though. Definitely. They're not backing it up. Back-to-back wins. Could you imagine?
It's the Western Derby. Eagles versus Dockers. They're the two WA teams this week.
You're saying a lot of words I don't understand.
The rivalry is big.
Go the
Broncos. The Eagles.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcast. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.